We began
this maimer before Yantiv, before the Yom Tovim, and it doesn't end. Tshuva isn't something that one does only because he's made mistakes. Tshuva is a way of life. That's something that we've been learning about long before we read this maimer together. It's a way of life, tshuva. And that's what we're talking about right now. Page Reish Lamed Vav, Ois Vav, that says, Kedei Latzliach Tzarech Lahasl Michadosh. The whole meaning of tshuva is Yischachus. It's Yischachus. Yischachus means to start again. It's to begin. The whole tachlis of tshuva and the yisod of tshuva that we've been talking about, unlike a lot of how a lot of the impressions that we have from over the years, the tachlis of tshuva is very simply to return to Hashem, to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closeness, scarfus to Hashem. All the things that we've learned about tshuva are supposed to be strategies of return, ways of returning, not for the purpose of drowning us in misery and remorse and guilt and so on, which are emotions that when they're extreme, usually have the opposite effect. Do not bring to any ischachus anything new at all. Just cause a person to stagnate and to remain, or to even go deeper and deeper into the problems of their past. So ischachus. When a person is zoiche, when a person is zoiche, and there's his iris of Rotson. There's a hisoris, however it came. There is this desire, a feeling of wanting to get closer to Hashem, of wanting to change. Ulahaschil la'avdo b'dveikus emes. And to begin to really be an oved Hashem. Azeh yetzahara menasil hafriya. That, of course, would be a terrible blow to the yetzahara if this person becomes an Oved Hashem. So the Yetzara comes with a very strong tain of Italian, like Halacha Tasevi Kilkalta. Your whole life is filled with Aveiros, Chatasevi Kilkalta, and you've ruined so many things in your life. Eincha Mushlam Bechlal. You're Bechlal, not an Ish Shalem. And the likelihood is that you're going to be continuing on with a lot of these things anyway. How can a person like you be dovuk to Hashem Yisbarach? The truth is, this is not something that the Yetzer Hara says only for those Jews who have, for the first time in their lives, decided to take Yiddishkeit very seriously and to become Ovdei Hashem. It's not just the maschilim. Elafil misha kvar zochel hikanes la'avodah k'roi. This is, of course, this is something that even a person whose entire life, for many, many years, has tried to be an Oved Hashem, serious about Yiddishkeit. In kol makom, nevertheless, everybody knows, each person knows, halo ein shleimus. There is no shleimus. There is no perfection. The avodah of lech lecha is to the time that a person dies. Nachlecha, to go and to go and to go and to move and to try and to keep on going. And that's one's entire life. There's no shleimus. The time of dvarim shetzarach l'sakin l'shapir. There are always things that need to be improved, to be repaired. Vazi yetzahar makaske shleimah. So therefore, the yetzahar always has material. With every person, the Yetzer has material. We see that even from the big tzaddikim stories that we have, even from the tzaddikim from Tanakh. The Yetzer always has material to work with. The Yetzer, therefore, could always say to a person, "Tira ma'asisa, look what you did. Kva ein charoi, you're disqualified." U'bezehu manasa liyayishas adam, and this is for the purpose of bringing the person to Yeyush. Latzliach b'avoda. it's the nature of a person that if somebody is a mechanic or a plumber and everything that he works with still is not working, whatever he's fixing is not fixed. So an intelligent person over time would choose a different profession. Someone would put his arm around him and say, listen, you know, you're a nice guy, you're a smart guy. Have you ever considered doing something besides plumbing? It's a lo holech, you know. So it's a very, very an obvious maskana to reach that it's the nature of a person that if you're not maslich with something, you leave it. There's some people that they stay on for too long. It's something that they're not good at. Mostly the people who are watching that feel bad. And it's pathetic. One of the things that I always admired when I was watching, growing up watching ball, was when you had a great ball player who knew when it was time to retire. It's a natural thing. And the tev of a person is that if you're not maslich at something, you retire. So one could have that feeling. It's very natural to have that feeling when it comes to davening and dveikus b'Hashem. You know, it's not my thing. I've actually had conversations with people, they tell me in those words. It's like, it's not my thing. But it can't be that it's not your thing, you're a Jew. If a person says, if a human being says, let's say somebody's having trouble breathing, and he says, listen, breathing is not my thing. What do you mean? You're a human being. You can't say breathing is not my thing. You could say swimming is not my thing because you're not a fish. But you can't say breathing is not my thing. You're a human being. Yiddishkeit can't be that a Jew should say that Yiddishkeit is not my thing. It's not your thing. It is your thing. It's who you are. It defines the essence of your being. It's who you are. It is your thing. But this is how the Yetzer Hara works. You're not matzliach. Ki hakishlein es garmim la'adam, because nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to look at himself as a failure. Ki hakishlein es garmim la'adam, but when a person sees that there's something he's failing at, time after time, that he's failing. Ki hakishlein es garmim la'adam, sheyachshev shu ein yochel atzliach. Like the plumber who can't fix the pipes. The electrician who can't fix the wires. Over time, you just come to the conclusion, this is not something I can do, I'm not matzliach. So same thing when it comes to you, just kind of person feels, I'm not matzliach. And when a person comes to that conclusion, it's not like this, it's not that some sort of a moment of like eureka. It's just this subtle feeling that people have that they don't articulate or they don't actually even realize that they've given up. Sometimes a person knows that and it's very clear. Other times it's just the way that we daven and the way that we go about doing our business and just going on and on and on with the same aveiros and the same stuff and nothing changes. He doesn't say to himself, this is because I'm a failure. He doesn't say those things to himself. It's just that he knows that. He knows and he feels that deep inside that he's a failure and therefore takes away any desire for his chashas because he knows that anything that I've ever tried doesn't work. And a healthy person, a normal person, you try and you work at something, it doesn't go. You try something different. It doesn't go. It extinguishes the cheshek that a person has and the rotzon that a person has to try. Because he feels that mimela is not matzliach. Then he goes into that mode of yeyush. And then he just gives up, stops the avodah. Doesn't mean necessarily that he stops, keeping mitzvahs, stopping a frum person. There are many, many reasons why a Jew would stay in on the official program, even though he's not really into it. Not to go through that, talk about that a lot, it's not for now. There are many reasons why people stay on the program, even though it doesn't seem to have really any particular connection to davening or to Hashem or to mitzvahs. The person stays. So younger people have more of a fire in them, and they can't bear the thought of being stuck in something for their entire lives. So younger people have a tendency, more of a tendency to just run away from it. But as you get older and older, especially if you're already married and you have kids and everybody, and, you know, and everybody's part of the from, you know, the from world, and you already have your, you know, subscriptions to from magazine and stuff, you don't want to, waste all the money on the subscription, right? So you stay from. But the life is a life of yeyush. It's not a yeyush. It's a given up. It's just surrendered. I'm never not gonna mean Ovid Hashem. Might as well dive in a tent for an hour and 10 minutes on Shabbos, you know. It's the end of it. I'm done. Ashal Kolpan. Doesn't mean that you go off the derech necessarily, although that of course many people do, but he just doesn't put energy into it, doesn't really put koiches into it. The way that he really needs to, the way that he should. And therefore, in order for a Jew to be matzliach in Avodas Hashem, tzarich lo l'stakel al ma shehayu. Not to look at what was. Now people that were raised with a certain mahalachim yishkeit, the second they hear that sentence, they go out of their kelim. How could you say that? Not to look at what was. As a matter of fact, to say it even stronger, the Tiferes Shleimus Chusselin says that the word Aveira, sin, comes from the word Avar, past. That's what he says. He says that a person will get stuck in the past. He's Meshubah to his Averis. When you're Meshubah to the past, you're Meshubah to repeat the mistakes of the past. That's what he says to Tiferes Shleimus. Avar and Averis is the same. It's the same shows. As we'll see, the Tzaddikim are not saying that a person doesn't need to do tshuva over things of the past. That's not the same as a person who's stuck in the past, keeps on going back to the past, keeps on moving the thing back to the beginning of the program, you know, like on the phone, he goes back to hear all of his, to think about all of his aveyus and so on. Because then it's just going over and over and over the failures of his life, over and over and over, playing them over in his head, playing over the failures again and again and again and again. And he becomes completely stuck in that. Completely stuck. Tzarech lo l'stak al mashay. El l'haschil haschola chadasha. You have to not take that little bully and move it back to the beginning. You have to go right to it. That's the essence of Yiddishkeit. Ashanach mitzavcha hayom, today. Shetzarach sheyira be'enei ha'odom kilo hayom humas l'savayda, that a person lives in this way, that with that feeling and that way of thinking that I'm beginning today. U'bezei yilo ischashis v'ananas. It's the only way to have ischashis and v'ananas and freshness. But it's not just a matter of freshness. A lot of people think that when they hear the word hischachas, which is found very, very often in Svarim, Chassidish Svarim, Musa Svarim, when you see the word hischachas, they right away think of some madrega, that it's a big madrega in Avodas Hashem, hischachas. Which, of course, there are madregas and madregas. The tzaddikim that from one day to the next, they said they couldn't recognize who the person was. But the Yidda Kaddish, they say that's one of the reasons that they say he was called the Yidda Kaddish, because it's like yesterday he wasn't even a Jew, and today he's a Jew. It was the Yidda Kaddish. But the truth is that his chashis is not just an inyan of madregas. His chashis is so essential and so critical in a person's life, just to prevent him from falling into a place of yeyush. It's not just about reaching higher and higher madregas and stories that you hear about the tzaddikim, that his chashis and every day was something totally different and totally new, and yesterday was nothing compared to today. Those are all beautiful madregas, but the truth of the matter is, what we're learning, and everybody can understand, is that unless a person is mischadish, then yeyush is something which is very, very, not possible, but it's very likely that he'll be in a place of yeyush. Yeyush, again, doesn't mean that the person, God forbid, is suicidal. Yeyush means he's just surrendered. He's given up. Without his chashis, the person will be in the place of yeyush. And yeyush is not just madregas. His chashis is not just madregas. His chashis is overcoming yesterday. It's overcoming the past. It's overcoming yeyush. That's the beginning of tshuva. It's not to get stuck in the averus of the over, not to get stuck in the past. Bechlal, not to think about them. And even that's why we spoke about this many, many times, that there were many tzaddikim who held it, that the vidui should just say the vidui quickly, and not to linger on these things. When you're doing better, you could do tshuva for some of them, but to say, and to be not to be dishonest, to know, and to be mindful of the mistakes, but not to sit around like people do for an hour on 2 hours on the al-chayt, and then adding more from other swarm, additional al-chayts that they find in other swarm, to start finding machzorim or little booklets that have more al-chayts because they don't have enough al-chayts in the machzor. So the ikkar is to move forward. That's the ikkar is lech lecha. Dabra el b'nei yisro v'yisro. To move forward. But you're telling me to move forward. How's that possible? How could I forget what life was like, in Ur Kasdim, and that I was an Ovid of a Dezara? Even though, as you know, there's a different extreme opinions in Chazal about when was it that Avraham Avinu was Hikar as Bar, or when did Avraham Avinu recognize that there's a Bar Olam? It says 3, it says 40. Rambam and Ravid and so on. There are different opinions that are focused on different times in his life in Chazal. But when you look in the Mefarshim, if you look at the Meiri, it says this, and other Mefarshim, say that it wasn't that Avraham Avinu all of a sudden made this decision in 1 second to be Makriz Bar. Means it was from the time that he was 3 until he was 40. He was struggling with it. And the simple pshat in the Midrashim, the Chazal, is that the early part of Avraham Avinu's life was filled with Avodah Zarah. Was filled with Avodah Zarah. Akedei kach, that I'll bring the pasuk that Hashem told Avraham Avinu, "Lecha talya al dusecha," that you're able to return to the pureness of your youth. In other words, Avraham Avinu was troubled by this. That how could he be an Oved Hashem, a true Oved Hashem, if his whole life, until he was all of the years growing up, it wasn't just through. When he became 3, then he was like, the Yanuka of the ancient world. He was an Oved of a Dezar. Chazal said it beferish that Avraham Avinu was stuck with that thought that here I am, especially when Hashem told him to bring Yitzhak for the Akedah, and it triggered all the memories of other stuff that he used to bring on the Mizbeach. He was busy making sacrifices. for many, many years when he was younger. So here I am, you know, and I'm now supposed to be an Oved Hashem and to listen to what Hashem Baruch says. So his whole early life was mired in the darkest things that we can't even imagine. And Hashem told him, just like the morning dew, the tal, every single day, it brings a freshness and something which is new. So also, you could become like mamish, a child. You can go back to that time when you were born, when you came to the world. But Avraham Avinu had thoughts of the past. It wasn't just like it. Hashem told him the same way that the tal is parech, that the tal comes and then the tal disintegrates. So too, your averus are parechim. All the averus that you did, all the things that you did that were wrong, are parechim. They disintegrate. It's gone. But Avraham Avinu had a hard time with that. How does the past disintegrate? It's a hard thing. Especially if there are certain shirayim in the past that remain in the present. How does the past disintegrate? Ech efshel l'shkach m'mashahoy l'aschal chadasha shuzeh nosnol ha-Hashem esbaruch es mitzvus v'koyach ha-tshuva. So the person has to believe in tshuva. Hashem esbaruch gave us this mitzvah. It's not just the mitzvah of tshuva. It's the koyach ha-tshuva. It's not just the mitzvah of tshuva to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's the koyach ha-tshuva. Shal yoda ha-odam misnake mikol chatov. It means believing that tshuva works, and that and all of the past is clean, is erased. Well, Adam sheshov b'tshuva miyadu nia naki. That when a person does tshuva, he's immediately naki, clean. V'chatoy miskapram b'nimcholim. All the averus are forgiven. V'yochel lahaschel dav chadash. You could open up a new page. Imischachus v'tikva. With his chadshus and tikva. And as we spoke about a lot, this also includes a person who knows that he still has things that he hasn't yet been able to fix. A lot of time we spent on that over the years, and this year also, and there is a tshuva too. There are things that still need to be fixed, and the things that are still in a place that is not necessarily at all the way that it should be b'shleimus. That doesn't mean that he's not in the sugi of tshuva. The person is trying. And he's forgiven for the past. The tzarech lahamin begodol rachmei habaris baruch. A person has to believe in the great love that Hashem Yisbarach has, the great rachmanis that Hashem has in it. In the love and the rachmanis of Hashem. A person has to believe in that. Shnos lono was hakoach hachazak shel hatshuva. That Hashem Yisbarach has given us this tremendous koach of tshuva. Shekashi Yehudi choyz ve'elav Yisbarach, that when a Jew wants to return to him, umischarit b'amis, and he feels sorry. Again, sorry doesn't mean that he wants to kill himself. He's mischarit b'amis. He feels, he regrets doing those things. He's mischarit b'amis. Umakabal al atzmai, and he is makabal upon himself. L'haschil l'chya is chayim amitiyim, to try his best to live a true life, a real, serious, and true life. Azai hu yisbarach, then Hashem is menake u'moichek es aver. Then Hashem then cleans, completely erases the past. Not only that, but v'hoifach hakol l'toivah, that Hashem changes everything, spins it in a positive way. And even, it's possible that even the mistakes of the past and the averus of the past are now seen and are looked at by Hashem as being milas, good things, as we've learned and spoken about so often. It's one of the great mysteries of tshuva. Look at Taf Yud, look at the footnote. Taf Yud. Tzichim ladas, Shichma Das is Godel Koyach, HaKoyach Shel Tshuva. A person has to know the great Koyach of Tshuva. Ki Tshuva ain't rak inyan. A lot of people think Tshuva is this funny word that we use a lot, and just growing up, it's part of, you know, learning and a firm way of talking that this is an inyan, a thing, an inyan, meaning that it's like something here. It's not exactly what is it. It's more of a concept than a reality. Like when someone say, like, you know, there's an inyan to going to a mikveh every now and then. There's an inyan. So it's a way of sort of distancing yourself from it while acknowledging that it exists. It's one of these Jewish terms that, you know what I mean. There's an inyan not to talk Lashon Hara. The Indian is not to talk Lashon. It's an Indian like that. So what does that mean when you say there's an Indian not to talk Lashon Hara? I mean, it's Chofetz Chaim is like 36, you know, Lavim, Deraisim, Rabban, all kinds of things going on when you talk Lashon Hara. But there's an Indian not to talk Lashon Hara is sort of acknowledging that there's something there that eventually should be addressed at some point before I die. I mean, there is something there. I'm not saying there's no inyan of Lashon Hara. Or, you know, if there's a person that's like talking a lot in shul and you corner him, will say, no, I know there's an inyan not to talk in shul. It's not, what do you mean it's an inyan not to talk in shul? It's a way of distancing yourself from something and not changing. I'm just saying that there's no real word in English for inyan. Because to say thing or matter doesn't capture the flavor of how Jews use that word, inyan. There's an inyan not to do this aveiro. There's an inyan to... Yes, of course there's an inyan to learn every day. Of course, I know there's an inyan to learn every day. Since when did a mitzvah deraisa become an inyan? A mitzvah from Torah became an inyan. It's not an inyan. Same thing. Many people feel that tshuva. Yes, tshuva is the inyan of tshuva. It's a way of avoiding it and not taking responsibility and also not appreciating what it is. You have a lot of people that they're married for many years and the whole way that you could sum up the whole way of looking at marriage is yes, of course there's an inyan of marriage. So, feel bad for a wife who's just an Indian. There's an Indian of marriage. There's an Indian of raising children. Of course, there's an Indian of raising children. Why do you yell at your kid and make him miserable and torture your kid? Yes, I know there's an Indian of proper chinuch. It's it's like an escape. It's a way to escape from facing something is to say there's an inyan. There's an inyan. There's an inyan. That's what he's saying. Tshuva ain't rak inyan. Eliyesh b'kar tshuva l'tal l'zaki chesodem kolak son v'apkom. And the power of tshuva is not just there's an inyan. Yes, I heard this inyan that tshuva could clean it and can purify it. Inyan. It works. It's a real thing. It's not an inyan. It's a real thing. Even if a person chas v'chalila has violated every aveira of the Torah, about kol aveira shebetar, become a kol aide tshuva, nevertheless by tshuva, yochel yos tzadik yisadayla. Which again, it doesn't mean that you're in a place of shleimus, but this is not, a person has to know that in this world it's not the need of reaching shleimus. We'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow morning, Svasambis in the parish. It's not the need of shleimus. That's why it says in Pasuk El Haris Asher Areka, the place that I will show you. So why didn't Hashem Yisbarach just tell him where he's going? So, okay, Rashi says, but the Pnimius of what Rashi is saying is that the truth of the matter is that you're never really going to get there. The whole ending of life is just moving towards there. You're never going to get there. I mean, he'll get there to himself, of course, but on a deeper level, perfection is not something in this world. It's always that I will show you. It's coming up. But you're not there. And that's the need of Lech Lecha. To move towards something where the Tachlis is not getting there, the Tachlis is moving there. Those are the first words that Hashem Yisbarach spoke to our father. Avraham Avinu was not with an address and a destination to say, Tagia. It was with the words Lech Lecha. Going. That's the Tachlis of life. But the whole Western education is not the void of going someplace, is only getting someplace, of getting somewhere. And that's why so many people are discouraged. One of the reasons why so many people are discouraged, because they feel they're just are not getting anywhere. And who told you that the Tachlis is getting someplace? The Tachlis is going someplace, not getting someplace. That's the Tachlis itself, is to go. Is Lech Lecha, is to go, to get someplace. The person doesn't realize they get to many wonderful things and get to many wonderful places, but then it doesn't make a difference because you still have to get up and continue. It's Lech Lecha till the last minute of your life. It's Lech Lecha. Not only that the person is clean and he's starting again, but he's a Baal Tshuva. The greatness of a Baal Tshuva is greater even in many ways than a Tzadik. Back on top, Ches. And therefore, Tshuva is Bechal Rego Amnon. Kevin She'en L'Adam Shleimus. Since, as I just said, that a person is never in a place of shleimus. It's not in a place of shleimus. V'tamid l'fi madrigoso yesh lo malasakin. That for every single person on his madrega has many things that need to be fixed, that need to be repaired. Mimela, noitzer matzav, mimela. What happens is that there's a matzav. Shadam tzarech tamid lasas tshuva. As I said, tshuva is not something you do. Tshuva is a way of life. L'hasa michad is kol hazman. Tshuva is a way of life. As he says in the note, and all the svarim say, Hashem is ein sof, and therefore there's no end. V'yesh anashim shezegarim lehem lahargish. And because of that, there are many people who feel that this causes them to feel shezu tshuva lo amitis, that the tshuva is not real. The tshuva is not real. Shrei kras shava l'Hashem Yisbarach. Because if I already did tshuva, umazah sheshav tshuva shuv, then why is it that over and over again I'm working to come back? If I'm there, then why is it that I'm still working on getting there if I'm already there? If a person was working towards getting a degree in school, and he got his degree, then he doesn't have to work anymore for his degree. So he's done. He has his degree. He got there. But when it comes to Yiddishkeit, no matter where you've reached, no matter where you've gotten to, no matter what degree you've gotten, you've received, it doesn't make a difference. You have to... It's Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha. That's that. Shuv v'shuv. So what happens is, Mimela ein lehem cheshek v'ratzon. They think of themselves on some sort of a, what's it called when you're running on the machine and it doesn't go anywhere? A treadmill. And I'm going, I'm not getting anywhere. Mimela, and as a result of that, ein lehem cheshek v'ratzon. Lasek b'avoyda mokracha shel tshuva. And then tshuva just becomes something that it's a seasonal thing. because the person doesn't want to get in big trouble, or doesn't want to get written, and, you know, doesn't want to have his name in the bad book. So there's this thing that's an inyan to do tshuva. Elul is an inyan to do tshuva. Shem Kippur is an inyan to do tshuva. Because he doesn't want to be in the bad book. But he doesn't really have a cheshek or rotzon to schadshes and to change. And, you know. We have to look at ourselves honestly. It's only a couple of weeks after Yontif. Where's the rotzon? Where's the cheshek? They ask oneself. Because tshuva is not an inyan. It's a way of life. It's every day of your life and every minute of your life is tshuva. This feeling is a toast, is a mistake. And it comes from this thought. I always thought that, you know, when I was growing up, and what I heard about tshuva is that real tshuva is when you've completely transformed yourself. You're an entirely different person. And there are all kinds of sources that the magidim, that the preachers point to. That indicate that, you know, like the Rambam, you know, any Oisei Adam, I'm not the same person I was, and so on. There are many, many places that one can find in Chazal and the Sfarim, the Rishonim, and so on, to say that true tshuva means a complete and total transformation. Anything less than that is not tshuva. It's not called tshuva, and therefore you remain a person who's unforgiven. You remain the same person. You're the same person. Because you see this, you see that you have not fixed everything. So therefore, that's a simon. And again, there are many occurs in this. The most popular, always growing up in the picture, that's horrible picture that I always had as a little kid, was, you know, the image of Tovel v'sheretz biyado. That's one of the favorites that we had growing up with. Right, Tovel v'sheretz biyado, that you're in the mikveh holding on to I used to always think of something like holding on to like a mouse, right? But Tovel v'sheretz, as a little kid, because that was from the earliest memories that we were taught in school, that you're Tovel v'sheretz biyado, as you're in the mikveh, and in the mikveh you're holding on to a rat. You think that you're becoming pure, you're not becoming pure, because you are, because you still haven't fixed everything. You still haven't done real tshuva. So you know better than Tovel v'sheretz biyado. You're like somebody that's in the mikveh, and the mikveh's not making you pure. That image of Tovel v'sheretz biyado was something that when I was, from the time that I could remember, I used to think about that. Tovel v'sheretz biyado. I suspect that I wasn't the only one. There are certain things that can stay with you. That was an image that was drummed into us over and over and over again. That, you know, you're trying to daven better, but you know you still. This is how I was wondering, but you still watch television, right? You're trying to daven better, but you still watch television. So that you were told you're a tovel v'sheretz biyado. You're trying to daven. You're trying to take davening seriously, but you're somebody that watches television. Now, I'm not talking about like watches the stuff, you know, but there's now, I'm talking about, you know, harmless things, whatever, those things from 50, 60 years ago. So you're terrible to share as a beyond. That was always over and over and over again. Anytime any one of us tried to be a little bit better, to change, the message is always terrible to share as a beyond. That. Just to see yourself in the mikveh with that horrible little rat with its mustache. And you're going up and down and it's laughing at you. And you heard the shmooze from the Rebbe that the Yankees, that's the sheretz. That's the sheretz. And he was so filled with himself when he was making that speech. Never thought of asking him, Rebbe, what's your sheretz? It's terrible for sheretz to be other. Tovel v'sheretz, sheretz. That's you're holding on to a sheretz to a shtickle tumah, and you're going to the mikveh. You think that Hashem forgives you. You think that that's called tshuva. It's not tshuva. It's nothing. It's worthless. And every one of those magidim, every one of those preachers can find sources for such a thing. Lo chaser. They could put together kuntras b'inyan tovel sheretz b'yon. B'inyan tovel sheretz b'yon. Kuntras b'inyan tovel sheretz b'yon. This is a kuntras b'inyan tovel sheretz. That you're, Hashem's not forgiving you because your tshuva is incomplete and you're still holding on to certain things, so therefore your tovel sheretz b'yadam. So first, because the person thinks that the inyan tshuva is l'shapech lios adam shalom b'maisim, to be completely, to be in a plate of complete shleimus. Av l'amitas pnimius inyan tshuva. But the amitis in pnimius inyan tshuva is who lachsa lichyos b'dveikus ha'sheshba. Is every effort that a person makes this minute of my life to try to have more of dveikus b'Hashem. Mitoch emunah v'akar b'chuda, emunah, believing in Hashem's oneness and believing that this is the tachlis of my life. U'memeila boru sheyesh b'zeh madregus rabbis. Of course there are madregus rabbis. The boy is trying to daven. Is it a higher madrega that he should let go of some of the silliness of what he's watching on the television? Okay, it's a higher madrega. It's madregas, madregas. That doesn't mean that his davening is kind of davening. That doesn't mean that he's not, that he doesn't have a shame about tshuva, that he's not oisik b'tshuva, because there are other things that he hasn't gotten to yet. It's not that. They're madregas. Ki ba'akara v'asagiv v'mitzias Hashem z'baruch v'dveikas imay. There's no end to the Lech Lecha. The Madregis, Madregis, Madregis. It takes Lama Ches. And Mimela, the whole time she showed the Tshuva. Mimela, every time that a person is showed the Tshuva, ain't just stam shuv the Tshuva. You shouldn't have this thought, oh, here, I'm trying this again, I'm a failure. I've tried this 1,000 times, it hasn't worked. Like the guy, like the plumber that doesn't fix the pipe. Ela b'chol pam ha'adam oilu d'veikus v'akar b'ayfen k'tzas yoyis ha'amam. Every time, nach ha'amam, he's coming to a more refined place, a deeper place of that recognition of the tachlis of his life and trying to improve. V'lachein therefore, av sha'amaisim enam nishlamim miyad. Therefore, even though he's not in a place of shleimus right now, it's not perfect. Even in this particular thing, this area of avoda, it's not shleimus. Mikomokom kevin shepnimius inyan tshuva hu. Nevertheless, the pnimius of the inyan tshuva is lahashiv es halev lahashem esbar. Is to change that way of thinking, to turn oneself towards Hashem, as opposed to being turned away from Hashem, to turn towards Hashem. To turn towards Hashem. That's what tshuva is. But zeh bemis misala, in this area of facing the right direction, he's for sure misala. He's for sure improving. He's for sure moving in that direction of facing. Of facing the right way. Chol pam oiktsas, oiktsas, a little bit more. Vena ramos klal. This is not hypocrisy. This is not dishonesty. It's also about that word hypocrisy, how it's thrown around in this, you know, hypocrisy. Yeah. That's not hypocrisy. Kibemis b'chol pam, because the truth is that b'chol pam or b'chol rega, every time and every moment, u'nichnas l'pnimius yoyisa amuka, he's trying to go more and more, grounding himself in that direction of life, setting himself, his sights on that direction of asher areka, har hamoriah, setting himself in that direction. And he has, and each time, It's with a stronger and clearer hasaga of the truth of the emes. That to feel more and more that this is the tachlis of my life. Look at the Tough Yud Beis. Of course a person has to try to actually practically to improve his behavior, his life. To try hard as much as you can. To improve. To do what you can do to fulfill Hashem's will. But that's not the ik and the kuda of tshuva. El tshuva amit is shor shav yikari ha-yidiyah va-akar va-shem z'baruch v'yichudu va-achlot l'shabu l'dabi gizatzim. Eila, the ik of tshuva, the yisod of tshuva is this decision to turn in that direction and to move towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that that's the tachlis of my life. Mamela av shebevadei tzarech she-yakabel kabbalas toivus. Therefore, even though, of course, a person has to have serious resolutions to change and decisions, the sakinus maisev to fix things. The difference is that he's doing this gradually and besimcha. Gradually and besimcha. Those are the signs of healthy tshuva. Bemesinus ubesimcha. Yes, I need to work on these things. They need to change. But besinus ubesimcha. Doesn't mean it has to all be perfect today. And it doesn't bring this feeling of depression and despair. That's the ikar of tshuva. As far as this feeling of hischadshus that I am now with Hashem, that you have right away. And that brings you tremendous simcha. I'm no longer living for myself. I'm living with Hashem. I'm not living by myself. I'm living with the Kadosh Baruch. I moved back in with Him. I'm with Him. That's a tremendous simcha. There are things that I need to work on the apartment over here, to fix up the apartment that I'm living in. I'm living here. I'm living with Hashem as Baruch. And the simon of that is simcha, which is so much missing from our community, from our world, simcha. Kim Adam Nidbak Belev Emes B'Hashem as Baruch, Miyadu Nichlas the Simcha Gdol. A person is connected to Hashem, if he's living with Hashem, Miyad, miyad, he's nichnas the simcha gedoyim. He's this tremendous, tremendous joy. Tremendous joy, even though it needs to be work. It's tremendous joy. If a person marries somebody that he's mishigi in love with, and they love each other, and they move into a studio apartment, so they, or they move into a place that needs to get fixed up, they'll fix it up. But they're together. Well, it's a simcha, it's a tremendous simcha to be together. La'agosha regu shel gomalayim, it's like the baby that feels content. Nurse being nursed by the mother. The male who always says, call myself Karoi, if he and Yonam, he talks Lev Emes, and does what he needs to work on in a happy and healthy way. He works on fixing things, on not sad, not depressed, not gewalt. Besimcha. Yudamishla kech alatzma kabbalas kedailas, however, when you have a person that takes upon himself all kinds of kabbalas, all kinds of resolutions, and he expects to be the next day tzaddik, or that day tzaddik Muslim, to be a big tzaddik. That's where they tell all these extreme stories to impress upon the kid that he's got to be like this tzaddik the next day or that day. And that shows that this person thinks that the whole inyan of tshuva, the whole inyan of tshuva, is just fixing everything. And he thinks that the person can, I could fix everything. It's a little bit of napikarsis. This way the person is not going to mislech. We know ourselves. This is not really what tshuva is about. It's not the essence of tshuva. You have to live with the essence of tshuva, and from there to work on fixing. But if you're just fixing, and you're not in the tachlis of tshuva. If you have no interest in being close to the one that you're living with in the apartment, then you don't have much interest in what you're doing. It's a very simple formula. I really don't want to live with you. So why would I invest? But if you really, really want to live in Hashem is Baruch, then there's cause and reason for investment. You want to invest. I want to live with you. This is the way I want to live. I want to live with Hashem is Baruch. And if I want to live with Hashem is Baruch, then I have to get down to work and roll up my sleeves and fix this and fix this and work on that. But with a feeling of simcha and with ne'imus that I'm improving my living conditions with Hashem is Baruch. I'm improving my living conditions with the one who I want to live with. Not that I'm fixing something because I'm stuck with the one who I dread. There's a big gap. I'm fixing things because otherwise there's a huge difference. So that's the yisod of Mishal Tofes is Manasa Lasas Lamailu Mashamatam all if you might go so as I'm appealing most of Meshamai. It's not gonna work, he falls. Kdeshi Chapis is Emes, the Agila Chuva Emes, Chai Emes, Yiskalich Yosnachan, the Haki Vashem is Bahu Yhula Dabik, but the whole five mice, we should be zaycha not just to learn it, we should be zaycha to do it.